ಮಕರಾಂದಸ್ಯ ಅನಂಜನ ಶಲಾಕಯಾ ಚಕ್ಷುರುನ್ಮೀಲಿತಂ ವೇನ ತಸ್ಮೈ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರುವೇ ನಮಃ. ಶ್ರೀ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಮನೋವಿಷ್ಟಂ ಸ್ಥಾಪಿತಂ ಯೇನ ಭೂತಲೇ ಸ್ವಯಂ ರೂಪ ಕದಾ ಮಯ್ಯಂ ದದಾತಿ ಸ್ವಪದಾಂತಿಕಂ. ಶ್ರೀಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧರ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸದಿ ಗೌರ ಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ, ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ, ಹರೇ ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ. ಪಂಡರ್ಪುರ್ ಫೆಸ್ಟಿವಲ್ ಇರ್ಬಿಟ್ಟು ಹಿಯರ್ ನಾ ಎವ್ರಿಬಡಿ ಇಸ್ ಎಬಲ್ ಟು ಹಿಯರ್ ರೈಟ್. ಅದ್ರ ಅಲ್ಲಿ ಪುಟ್ಟ ಮೈಕ್ರೋಫೋನ್ ಆನ್. ಪಂಡರ್ಪುರ್ ಫೆಸ್ಟಿವಲ್ ಈಸ್ ಯುನೀಕ್ಲಿ ಕ್ಯಾರೆಕ್ಟರೈಸ್ಡ್ ಬೈ ಪೀಪಲ್ ವಾಕಿಂಗ್ ಫಾರ್ 250 kilometers ಬೇರ್ ಫುಟ್. ದೇ ಸ್ಟಾರ್ಟ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದೇವು ಆಳಂದಿ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದೇರ್ ಪಂಡರ್ಪುರ್ ಇಸ್ 250 kilometers ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಫ್ಯೂ ಲ್ಯಾಕ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಪೀಪಲ್ ವಾಕ್. ಇಟ್ಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಜಸ್ಟ್ some people walk. They also have dindi. Dindi means they have some deity or the footwear of the great souls like Tukaram, Nyaneshwar. It's called as palki. And they take paduka. Paduka means the holy footwears of the saintly people. I took darshan of Tukaram paduka there. So your question was, how do they get energy to walk so much?
How?
Today we want to capture the bhav, what they have. So, the most important thing we have to understand that all the energy that we require to serve the Lord comes from whom?
Lord.
That's the whole point. That is the whole important point to understand. That, for example, the devotees do fasting on Nirjala Ekadashi. Even the Gokulashtami fast is better than Nirjala Ekadashi. The Gokulashtami fast we break in the midnight. And Nirjala Ekadashi fast is the next day at 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, whatever time it is. Sometimes it is 36 hours. One time, many years back, it was 36 hours. But it was breaking at 10:24 in the morning. So, and still you find people working, doing everything all as usual. Nothing happens to them. This is the power of the holy name. What do they do? Are they walking from Devu Alandi to 50 kilometers without doing anything, just walking? No, everybody is chanting the holy name, Ram, Krishna, Hari, and they are dancing. When you do that, unlimited energy comes in you. And that you have to experience. If I tell you that, you may not be able to believe it. But if you are in that, and if you start walking with them, and when they are doing very rhythmic, you know, singing with the instruments and very musically, rhythmically they walk and dance and sing the holy name. All the power comes through the holy name. Because in Kali Yuga the most important power is holy name. Whether we take name of Ram, Krishna, Narasimha, Jesus, Allah or Jehovah, whatever name of the Lord we chant, from that name all the power comes to the soul. And it is not that always when you are physically strong you can chant and dance. It's not like that. In the beginning it may be so. But there are people who are most weak, but when they chant the holy name they are like hours and hours they get there. So the divine power comes to them. So that is what you have to understand. All these sadhus, when they perform tapasya, the power of the holy name is there. And now why they walk so much? What is that motivation in them? The motivation is, there are unlimited motivation there. Another motivation is that if you see Lord Panduranga, then all the sinful activities that we have performed, all the record that we have is all nullified instantly on the spot. Pandharpur itself is called as Bhu Vaikuntha. It is Vaikuntha in itself, the kingdom of God. And lately what I have learned is Pandharpur is not on earth, it is 1 feet above the earth. It is a Viman actually, spiritual abode, which is like a Viman. In the olden days, Ayodhya, when Lord Ramchandra went to Ayodhya from Lanka, he went on Pushpak Viman. And that Viman was a city, it is not a 350-seater aeroplane, jet jambojet nahi tha wo. It was a city with trees and with ponds and with walkways and with free air. There was no fuel, only it would go by desire of the mind. It will have best environment. It's not that you are compact environment with air supply inside, pressure, nothing like that. It is a city in itself. And that city, you know how many billions of people it accommodated? When Lord Ramchandra was flying with all the people, first of all, 60 billion soldiers were there. And when they were going, the monkeys said, "What about us? We also have served you." "So okay, come." Then they said, monkey's wife said, "What about us? You are going, take us also." So many billions of them climbed on the aeroplane. And they went to Ayodhya. So like that, Ur Pandharpur Dham is a Viman actually. And it's above the ground. The Puranas explain that it is not in contact with the earth. It's above the earth. And somehow we are able to go there. Simply by going there, one gets loving devotion to Lord Krishna. And the specific importance of Ashara Ekadashi is like this. I must tell you some story behind it, then you will understand. That one time Radharani came to Dwarka to meet Krishna. She was in Vrindavan. Krishna left for Mathura, from there he went to Dwarka. And nobody went there. After a long time, Radharani went to Dwarka and she went to meet Krishna. She met Krishna there and they were meeting and talking together. At that time, Rukmini just came inside and she saw that Krishna is with Radharani. So she got very angry and she left. And when she left, she came to one forest called Dindirava Van. Dindirava Van is named after one demon called Dindirava, who was killed by Vishnu in the past. And before dying, he chanted Hari Hari. So Lord Vishnu gave him darshan and said, "What do you want?" He said, "This place should be known by my name. And whoever comes here should get completely purified of all the sins." So there, Rukmini went and sat for tapasya in anger. So Lord came searching for her there from Dwarka. That is why it is said that Pandharpur is extension of Dwarka. That Lord from Dwarka came there. And it was named after Pundarik afterwards. Before it was called Dindirava One. So the Lord came searching for Rukmini, tried to pacify Rukmini, but Rukmini should not get pacified. She remained angry only. She performed tapasya continually. In her reason, actually Krishna came to that place, Dindirava One, to meet Pundalika. And Pundalika that time was busy, immersed in serving his mother and father, who were the great Vaishnavas. They were not ordinary mother and father. And he also himself was a great Vaishnava. And he was busy serving the Vaishnavas, massaging the feet, cooking for them, dressing them, talking sweet words, everything he would do for them. And it was night time when Lord came after meeting Rukmini to the house of Pundalik. At that time, Pundalik was suddenly startled. He saw great light in his house. So much light, you know. So he was wondering from where the light came. He turned and he saw Lord was there behind. The Lord said, "I have come to meet you." He said, "You have to wait for some time because right now my service to my parents is incomplete. I have yet to fulfill my many other activities." And he threw a brick. He said, "Please stand on this." And the Lord stood on that. And then after finishing his services, he turned to the Lord. And a beautiful form of the Lord was in front of him. And at that time, Tukaram Pundalik said that this place should be named after me. So it was named as Pundarikpur. Later on, by calling it an Apabhramsha, it became Pandharpur. So afterwards, it was called as Pandharpur. Before, it was called Dindirava One. Now, in that place, the boon that Kundalik asked. Lord said, I am very happy with you. Please ask for some boon. I want to give you a benediction. So Kundalik said, when you are in front of me, what should I ask from you? I want to ask for you only. I ask for you instead of asking something from you. It's like if you come to my house and I say, what do you want? I say, give me one sari, give me one dress, give me one this, one that. But if I say, I want you only, the source of everything I want. He said, why should I ask for anything from you? Because whatever I ask from you will be all temporary. In the end of my life, I will remain it here only and go. So I want to ask for you only. Who is the Kalpa Vriksha? Who is the desire tree? Desire wish fulfilling tree. You have come yourself, so I want you. And he said that the way you have come for me, out of kindness, out of love, out of motherly affection, out of vatsalya, you have come to give darshan to me. So similarly, you, the way you have come for me, the same way you stand here only for everybody else also. The greatest compassion of devotee. What is Kundalik's greatness? That Kundalik was not only happy receiving the Lord's darshan for himself. He said, okay, thank you very much. I saw you. I am very happy now. I am completely purified because of your presence. But he was thinking about all those people in the world like you and me, for him whom he wanted to have the same darshan of the Lord. Like I told one time of story of Narad Muni to you. When Narad Muni saw Jagannath Baladev Subhadra and he felt great love in the heart. What did he say? Oh my Lord, please come in the same form in the world so that everybody can see you and feel the same love for you. So Kundalik was not selfish. Kundalik was a great saint. That is why when he got the benefit of darshan of the Lord, he thought that everybody should get darshan of the Lord. So what he said, the way you have been standing for me, the same way you stand forever here, so that everybody can see. So we have to be very thankful to Kundalik. Because of him, he is still standing there. In Pandharpur, everywhere the Lord has come and gone. Hiranyakashipu ko marne ke liye, he has come as Narsingh Bhagwan, and for Hiranyakshi, he came as Varaha Bhagwan, and for Ravan, killing Ravan, he came as Ram. But he came and he went back to his kingdom. But in Pandharpur, he never went back. He stayed there only. So the devotee asked him to stay there only. So, Lord has come from Dwarka, so he is in Dwarka Bhav. Dwarka Bhav means Aishwarya, opulence, greatness. But on the day of Ashada Ekadashi, he comes in Gopal Bhav. He comes like a Gopal, the cowherd boy. He herds cows, he plays on flute. He remembers Vrindavan, he remembers Yashoda, Radharani, all the Brijvasis. That is why on the day of Ekadashi, all of them want to see him. On the day when you see him, you will go back to his kingdom at the end of his life. That is the power of that day. So one is Ashada Ekadashi, and second is Kartik Ekadashi, and the end of Kartik month. That is the Bhav of Ekadashi. It also said on the Ekadashi day, the Lord climbs on the Kalash of the temple. So those who can't see physically, they see Kalash and get the same benefit. It's a tremendously wonderful place, actually. It is said that the Lord has stayed there in three forms. One, the land of Pandharpur itself is not different from the Lord. Another is Chandrabhaga river, is same as the Lord. And third is Vitthala standing there. And standing like this with the hand on the hip, he is saying that the ocean of birth and death is very, 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 very deep. And everybody is drowning in that. Janma Mrityu ke Sagar mein, वो इतना गहरा है कि सब लोग डूब रहे हैं उसके अंदर. रिपीटेड बर्थ एंड डेथ. बट व्हेन यू सी मी, द वेरी डीप ओशन बिकम्स ओनली वेस्ट डीप. समझ आपको है? दैट सागर ऑफ बर्थ एंड डेथ विच इज वेरी 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 डीप बिकम्स एज शैलो एज माय हिप्स. एंड द हिप शैलो वाटर, नोबडी ड्राउन्स, दे गेट थ्रू वेरी इजिली. The benediction of seeing Pandharpur Panduranga is when you see him, for you the ocean of birth and death becomes very shallow. You can easily cross over it and go to kingdom of God. That is the meaning of Pandharpur darshan. And his face so beautiful, smiling, lotus eyes, very attractive. future of the Lord. Just imagine, the people are so motivated that they walk 250 kilometers, then they stand there for how many hours? Minimum 24 hours, sometimes 30 hours. And they have to walk and walk and walk and walk, and it is raining, it is hot, sometimes it is cold, sometimes it is hot, sometimes it is so sickening because they are tired, they have, you know, sprains in the legs, and they have cold, and they have got exhaustion, hypotension, sometimes giddiness. And they keep walking, walking, walking in the queue. Then the queue goes in the one big building. The building can host 30,000 people. You go in the building, and the whole building is occupied. At one time in the building, there are 30,000 people standing. They are just moving like this, like this, like this. And they come out. And again they walk for a kilometer. And finally when they reach, after 30 hours of standing in queue, there only whoever gives them whatever food they eat. They can't leave the queue and go for anything else. Some people are donating food there. They are distributing khichdi, some halwa, something, some banana. So they are distributing that, and they are eating that much only. Or they carry something with them, they are open and eat, start eating that only. After all that trouble, when they go in front of Panduranga, it's only 1 second that they can stand there, and they are pushed out. So for that 1 second glimpse of the lotus feet, lotus face of the Lord, they are walking so much. That is why the Lord is purchased by them. We are sitting here and nicely, comfortably living our life. But these devotees are so much in eagerness to see the Lord. It is said that the eagerness that they have is a price of bhakti that they receive. And this eagerness comes because of humility and gratitude. And when somebody is humble and is grateful that whatever he has received, is not arrogant. Why don't I have this? Why should I have this? I should have this. I deserve this. When they are grateful for whatever they have, they don't complain for anything. When you have humility and gratitude, kṛtajñatā, then one becomes eager for the Lord. So this eagerness is the price. If we have to achieve the Lord, we have to be eager. We can't just get the Lord when you're not eager for Him. Suppose I want to get married and I'm looking for girls. I will get married to a girl who is eager to marry with me. A neutral girl I will not like to marry. Ask, you want to marry me? Well, I'll think about it. When you meet, you feel eagerness to marry. There's a feeling of both sides, of eagerness. Then you will say yes. He is eager, she is eager. Everybody is eager. So there is yes immediately. But if you are not eager, then even though horoscope is matching, everything is matching, you will say, I don't feel like getting married with this person. Similarly, you want the Lord. You don't have eagerness for the Lord. You say, why should I walk? I'll go by aeroplane. Then I will not stand in the queue. I will try to find some influence, some police officer, some pranta adhikari, and ask him, can I go inside 2 minutes? If we do like this, it is written over there. Will the Lord be happy if you break the queue and go inside? Ram sodun tumi aaj gila tar bhagwantala ananda hoil ka? Asa prashna dilela. It is for all those so called VIPs, you know, who try to influence and go inside. The Lord is not pleased like this. You should do some effort. Ghaam galla shivaya tumhala bhagwanta milnar nahi. You cannot achieve the Lord without you drop your sweat for the Lord. Lord is not so cheap, you know, that we can show our position, show our wealth, and show some contacts, and then see Him. And you think that when I see Him like this, I am so fortunate. I am so lucky. The Lord has met me like this. I have used my influence. Every day I do the same thing. No, Lord is not going to be impressed by you. That poorest person, that poorest lady who is wearing torn clothes, who has got, you know, slits on her feet, walking all the way, who has been hungry and starving for so many days, not slept in the night, only walking in the queue constantly. So that devotee, when that devotee comes and touches the feet of the Lord sells Himself to that person. Lord becomes property of that person. He wants to become property, he wants to offer Himself to that person. So we should get such kind of darshan, such kind of service we should do. Prabhupada's Guru Maharaj said that you should do service in such a way that Lord will like to come and see you. Instead of you are trying to see the Lord is trying to come and see you. So what we tell in the camp ki, even if you don't go to the darshan, you serve the varkaris. Looking at your service to the varkaris, so Vitthal will come to your camp and give darshan to you. Through them, through the service that we will provide through varkaris, the Lord will give darshan to you. That should be our mood. And that is the bhava of Pandharpur. I am invited every time by people. Sir, tumi ya, sir, marami, I will take you inside. You don't want to stand in queue, sir. I feel very guilty. You know, there are lakhs of people standing in the queue. Lakhs of people. Even on the fifth day after Purnima, also, after Ekadashi also, there was queue. Huge, long queue. One queue for Charan Darshan, one queue for Mukha Darshan. It's like Charan Darshan, you go exactly close to the Lord, touch His feet and go. And Mukha Darshan, you are far. You are coming from here only. So one big circle goes from here and you are here only. You can see the Lord from a distance, only Mukha Darshan is there. Only face you can see. So they were insisting, sir, come. I just did not go only. And some people went and they had some, 70 people went and only 10 people could go inside. Others were not allowed to go inside. No passes available. So I said, now the Mukha Darshan queue is very easy. In half an hour you can reach. So I went, I stood in the queue, last number. In 45 minutes I went inside. I had the Mukha Darshan and I went out. That way I didn't feel guilty that I went in the queue, will back in the queue. Using influence. So what is Lord is made of? It is said that He is very hungry of bhav. He is not hungry of your money, your position, your wealth, your beauty, your influence. He is hungry of your bhav. And if your bhav is in the right place, bhav means the mood that you have, the eagerness that you have. If that is there, then you will get His mercy wherever you are. You don't have to use your influence. It is also said that if you take Chandrabhaga Snan, you have met the Lord. Such a beautiful situation is there. And Adhik Mass is coming very soon. I am just contemplating in my mind that it is very easy to go for a day and come back in Adhik Mass. You take bath in Chandrabhaga, you darshan of Vitthala, there is no crowd that time. You can take darshan of Vitthala, Charan Darshan. Hear the story of Vitthala. Eat prasadam in Radha Pandrinath Mandir of ISKCON and come back. So if you all show eagerness, I'll plan. Otherwise, I'm not
yes,
planning.
Yes, sir.
Because I have another group who will come with me. No problem. So any other question is there? Did you get your answer? We have to learn to capture that mood. Please understand. It is not the ritual that you perform which impresses the Lord. It's not a ritual of going to temple or to church or mosque that will attract the Lord. The ritual never attracts the Lord. Never. What attracts the Lord is the mood behind the ritual. If you are doing aarti like this, you know, or if you are doing candle to Lord and your mind is in some movie, I want to go for a movie in the evening with my wife and child. How will be Lord impressed with your aarti? You tell me that. Or doing some work and your mind is somewhere else, heart is not there in the work. Will your boss like your work? ये आदमी दिल से काम नहीं करता है, बोलते हैं ना आप लोग, अरे काम करे तो मनापसंद करना. So always we say to our subordinate, right? Put your heart in the work. Even if you are changing your bed sheet, making the bed in the morning, दिल से करो, आलस से मत करो, बोलते हैं ना आप लोग, नहीं करते. But your student comes to you, dietitian, doesn't take interest in the patient. What he has, what he likes to have, he is not like this, what I can give him. Only mechanically following the diet and, you know, mechanically feeding. Neither patient nor the dietitian will be happy. Right? We have to put our heart into the work. And that heart is very dear to the Lord, which is very eager to attain Him. And the ritual is a means by which you can express your heart. I can also stand and express my heart. But it is better for me to express my heart through some ritual of bowing down, holding my hands, singing some song of a prayer, offering my incense, offering a flower. What is the flower? Flower is given by Lord only to you. You are not made of flower. Earth is given by Lord. Seed is given by the Lord. Flower comes from out of the earth on his own. He plucked the flower and offered to the Lord. But through the flower we offer that love of the heart to the Lord, which is attractive to the Lord. I always give example of the birthday boy, you know. You have a small boy at home and you are a mother and your birthday comes, your son brings chocolate for you, 5-star. Mama, happy birthday to you. Do you say that, say 5-star money, I only gave it to you? Huh? Why you are wishing me like this? This is my chocolate only. I only gave you pocket money. But he has taken your money, saved your money, kept some money for the chocolate, and with great love he bought chocolate for you and he is wishing you happy birthday to you. So what are you accepting? You are not accepting chocolate. You are accepting his love. Is that true? So we have to look for the essence of the activity. Lord is looking for the essence of the activity. That's why it is easy for us. So what he says, patram pushpam palam toyam. Even if you offer me a little flower, a little leaf, little water, also it is fine. I don't mind. Little water also is fine for me. But offer me with yome bhaktya prayachate. With love and devotion you offer. Then I'll accept it. It is not necessary that you have to accept me, offer me 56 items. Or 256 items. Not necessary. If you can do it, it's fine. But if you don't have anything, you are a pauper. You can pluck a leaf from the tree and say, my Lord, please accept it. My love for you. Hare Krishna. So anything more we should discuss? Many people are sleeping. Very tired. Hare Krishna. Anything else? Anybody want to discuss? I'm talking about eagerness. People are sleeping. When you are eager, there is no sleep. When you are not eager, there is sleep. It's like that. Suppose you are getting married. I will give an example to you. Suppose you are getting married. You remember the marriage day? How busy it was? Previous day, mehndi, uske previous day, something, haldi. And you know, hardly the bride gets time to sleep. And next day, early morning, 3 o'clock, she has to get up, wash her hair and get ready. And the whole day there are rituals and you know, there is so many ceremonies, yajna, fire and sacrifice, and then there is lunch, and when the lunch comes there is no hunger at all, you are so tired, immediately you have to go to beauty parlor and start dressing up for evening. But even after you get so much tired, do you sleep in the marriage time? You have come across a marriage where the husband is about to put garland to wife and the wife is say, good night sir, I'm sleeping right now. Does it happen like that? No, it never happens. Any boy you have seen will not sleep for three nights, you know, preparing for the marriage and getting ready and getting dress ready, hall ready, this ready, that ready. In the church, suppose beautiful lady with her marriage gown, she comes and as the bridegroom goes to kiss her, she is fast asleep. In the church, is it possible? No. When you want something and your eagerness is there, no sleep is there. However tired you are, you may sleep after marriage. Third day you will sleep for 36 hours. That is fine. On our marriage, can you sleep? Hare Krishna. Yes, something you are asking. She is saying that she is very impressed with the personality of Tukaram at this age, in this age, time. So much simplicity, life, poverty, but still he has done so great service to Lord. To the poorest people he went and he gave them the mercy of the Lord. He wrote some songs, beautiful songs, which people could easily recite them and worship the Lord through the songs. So while doing churning at home, while doing washing clothes, while cooking, people would always sing those beautiful songs. He gave them something very beautiful and simple. Everybody who is uneducated also poor also, they could do it. That means the beautiful great bhakti of the Lord, devotion he made available to all people who are most poor, neglected people, uneducated, provided them that opportunity. That is the greatness of saintly people. What they do is they offer you the best thing in the most simple way. Like jackfruit, you know jackfruit? I brought one jackfruit from Mayapur. My wife is always in tension, when you bring jackfruit, I have to clear it up, you know, I have to open and clear it. It's so difficult for me to clear up. But when the mother is in love with the children and family, she'll take the trouble. She'll put the oil all over the hands and open the jackfruit, take out the nice fruit in between, then take out the seeds, cut it nicely, put some honey on that and give you. Please take it. So what is that most difficult looking fruit? You can't just take, it's like mango. Take and put it in the mouth and you start chewing it immediately. Jackfruit is difficult, you know. There are thorns on the outside also. Sticks on the hand also. But mother is very kindly clearing the all jackfruit and giving you ready-made. So you can just put in the mouth and start biting it. No problem. So saintly people are always compared with that kind of situation. The most difficult scriptural understanding, which is common men, is very difficult to understand. What is given in Bible? So many difficult languages there. What is given in Vedas? So many difficult shlokas are there. If you read Quran also, so difficult rakas are there. Very difficult to understand for common men. So what these saintly people do? They make it very simple for you to understand. And give it to you. So anybody can, commonest person, child also can follow. Very easily. But if you do not take the blessings of those people and don't take the advantage of their simplicity, then what is the use of that? Tukaram has written down Abhanga Gatha, Naneshwari has written Naneshwari, Ramdas has written Das Bodh. What is all this thing? It is simplified Gita. Bhagavad Gita is very difficult to understand, so they are simplified in Abhangas and verses, simple, simple, Marathi simple verses, so everybody can understand. And further, the local and current saints have also given commentary on that, what they have written. Simplified version plus commentary on simplified version, so that further you can understand it easily. If Bible comes to you as it is, can you understand Bible? It's very difficult to understand. But so many great souls, saintly people have given commentaries on that. Simplifying, what is the meaning, what Lord wants to tell you. So, we are requesting all of you. Take this wealth very eagerly and enrich your life. All other enjoyments which you are enjoying in the life, will keep coming and keep going. They'll be all temporary. You may go to picnic and enjoy there. You come back and only remember, oh, I wish I could be there again now. It is over. Again you have to go there. And again it will be over after some time. You spend so much money on eating good food and wearing good clothes and wearing good ornaments and having a good house and all. But still, every pleasure is temporary here. Now after some time, the same house which you are thrilled to enter, you get bored to stay there. When I was preparing my house, when I am staying now, I was counting days. I am making such a beautiful bathroom. When will I enter the house and take bath in this bathroom? But now I don't feel like that. I want to go somewhere else and have a break, you know. For a change, I want to go somewhere else. So however best things in the world you get, Ambanis have built a house which is 27 floors, and 9,000 crore rupees costing. You are aware of that? In Altamount Road they have built a house. It comes in one of the 50 best houses in the world. 27 floors and 9,000 crores. It has got taps made of gold also in private bathrooms. Today, yeah, this is today's story. 9,000 crores. That's $200 billion. Now it is, rupees value has increased, so it must have gone to 10,000 crores or more than that also. But after some time, Mr. Ambani will get bored staying in the house. If he is not very happy in this house, he will stay there only. But still on a vacation, he goes to Switzerland and he goes to Niagara Falls and he goes to so many places. Why is that? One gets bored. You get bored in staying in your hut also, and you get bored in staying in your palace also. Material world is designed like that. But what do we don't get bored doing? Same name of the God we are chanting for so many years, we don't get bored. The same song, one filmy song, same song, hit song, it comes in the movie and everybody is enjoying and singing it again and again, everywhere, morning, evening, night, Ganpati, Navratra, all festivals, only same song is going on. After 1 year, no one wants to hear the song, they want to have new song. This is a material song. But the song of the holy name of the Lord, people are chanting for years and years and lives after that. For hundreds and thousands and millions of years, they are chanting the same name of the Lord. It has not changed. Jesus, please change your name, it is boring now. You don't say that. Same name you chant. Ram, it is okay now, enough Ram, Ram. Now change something. Give something new. No. The Varadra is chanting same Ram, Krishna, Hari for millions of years. And dance. And in this lifetime also they are taking from right up from 5 years of age till 55 years of age. Same name is being chanted. Chanting, dancing, playing the same music instruments. Every time same thing. We don't get bored. Because that is transcendental. That is not material. That doesn't give pleasure to your body. It gives pleasure to your soul. And because soul is spiritual, the sound is spiritual, you are always happy chanting the same name. In fact, what to speak of getting bored? In fact, when you chant the name, you chant today and chant tomorrow and day after, the pleasure goes on increasing. What to speak of decreasing? There is no question of decreasing. There is no question of boredom. It goes on increasing. So, if we do not take that pleasure of the holy name, then we will run behind the worldly pleasures, which are temporary. And we will frustrate it. At the end of the life, you have gone to every place to enjoy, but you and the deathbed, you are most unhappy, most empty. We don't want to be empty at the moment of death. We don't want to be frustrated at the moment of death. We want to be content and satisfied and immersed in love of God. That is our desire. And for that, we have to plan now. We have to work now for that. If you don't work now for that, then surely you will be frustrated at the moment of death. And that is why we go to the holy places. I myself have come to conclusion, before we used to go to picnics, before we went to ISKCON, we used to go to picnic and we used to have some enjoyment. But now we only go to holy places. People must be wondering, kya karte hai jaate? Same holy name they chant, same prasad they take, Chinese before darshan. What is there? There's no variety in that, it's only boredom. It's not like that. Not like that at all. We tell the same story of the Lord again and again. We don't get bored in that. Every time there is a newer understanding, newer pleasure, newer happiness in that. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram. Thank you very much.